Jim, this ain't consolation. He was calling you Tim, so you gotta kick him out of that. By the way, before you go, what do you got going on today? Report, young man.
Absolutely nothing. I may go out and walk around. I need to get some exercise. But other than that, I'm not going to do anything. I rode that doggone backhoe yesterday for 6 hours. And my sides are a little bit sore. So today's going to be a recovery day.
Now, does that thing rattle you a little bit? I mean, does it sit there and vibrate a little bit or what?
Well, think of it this way. You got about a 200 pounds worth of bucket on that thing. And when you lower the boom and bring it to an abrupt halt, you think it might lift you up off the seat.
That's right, and then all that turning and everything, and you pulling on them levers and all that, I'm sure that, yeah, it's worked you a little bit. Well, we went over at Gary's about 11 o'clock, had some other stuff going on, had to go soldier and take care of some stuff and come back, and what else? We stopped and got a little bit of breakfast on the way, come back around 10:30 or so, and me and Dale jumped in his truck, and I gathered up some tools and all that, wire, and we went and built him an antenna, but we trying to get it up in the air. We got one tree up on one tree, but we could never get up in this other tree. It's too filled up, foliage and everything, but anyway, we kept breaking missiles. Every time they always shoot one, it hit one of the big trunks on the tree, and it would bust up, or it'd come over and hit the concrete and bust up the missile. So anyway, we took several chances to get it through. Got it through, and then we got hung up coming back with a rope and everything, so we couldn't get that end up after we broke about four or five missiles and all that good stuff.
I've had that happen before. I've usually, the last few times I used mine, I would set the thing down on the ground. I'd sit down on the ground and put the old back of the air cannon on the ground and aim that thing up best I could, pull the trigger on it. But if you can get about 30 degrees back from the tree where you can shoot up at about a 60-degree angle, you can launch up over the top of a tree and let it fall back down. That seems to work better than trying to shoot up through one.
Yeah, I think Dale usually does that, but he tries. He tried several different ways to work at his tree. And the bad thing was close to the power lines too, so we had to kind of restrain ourselves from getting up in that.
What does he make his missiles out of? PVC pipe?
Yeah, PVC pipe with BBs in it, and had a eyelet on one end of it to tie the little swivel clip to it. And we kept breaking swivels, and we kept breaking little missiles. And they're about as long as your longest finger, a little bit longer. And of course the eyelet goes towards the inside and everything. Another thing, the fishing line kept tangling up. I don't know where he got the fishing line at, but it kept boogering up a little bit. And that's a close face reel, by the way.
to give a reel a drink of water every once in a while, especially those closed face. You go out there and try to cast that thing, and it go 5 feet and stop. And you take that thing and stick the whole reel down in the water and get that line wet, then it come off. And that's on reels and so forth that we use, because they're going to pick up a little dirt out of the water and so forth, and once it dries, it all sticks together. So he probably needs to give that thing a drink of water or a drink of oil or something to get that line all lubed up. But the line does have a memory, too. Once it stays wound up a while, it comes out like a slinky.
And I think that's what it was doing, Dale. But, Jim. Now I'm calling you Dale, Jim, or Tim, or whoever you want to be today. I'll make you anybody you want to be. But anyway, and another thing, he said it'd make it a lot easier if he had some of the colored fishing line where he could tell where that line was going and everything.
Well, if he wants to ease his, look on the internet and get some, what do they call that stuff? It's arborist line for throwing weights up in trees. I can't remember what to call it, but it's the arborist line. It's real slick. And you can buy a bag for it to go in where it folds up real nice, but I just keep mine in a 5-gallon bucket. And just feed it in that 5-gallon bucket, and it's laid in there all over each other, but it doesn't tangle up. And when you shoot that up into a tree, it just comes out nice and pretty.
Because, you know, we used to take that line that we shoot through conduit, you know, with a vacuum cleaner and tie a piece of a plastic bag on the end of it, blow the string. We used to do that, and we used to do that with a slingshot, and it worked out pretty good. But I kind of like the cannon with the air on it and the... and the fishing reel.
Well, if you ever use any of that arborist line, you'll forget about that fishing reel. Fishing reel is just common. But that zip line stuff that the arborists use, they take about a 14-ounce bag full of lead shot with a circle ring on it, and they tie that line on it, and then they swing that line with a hand, and they throw that thing up 40, 50 feet high. I can't throw it that high, but I don't have enough coordination. I throw that thing up, and it'll go straight up. Sometimes it'll go behind me. It goes every way except the way I want it. But I take that line and use that air cannon, and I can aim that air cannon pretty good.
Yeah, I used to weed wall a line called a tag line or hand line when we was doing cable TV and telephone power and all that. And I could swing that thing with a headache ball on the end of it. Pretty much put it where I wanted to. I can't do it anymore, of course. I can't see. But as a media time, I found a 100-foot rope and hit my target. Now, here's the kicker. You be up on a pole on hooks and a climbing belt, and somebody come by and grab your tag line hanging off your belt, and they'd roll up in the wind and start driving off just a tad and pull you away from the pole and scare you.
And that's the reason you need to climb with a good pistol on your side.
jig that you pull out cable on the strand. You know, you get the strand up there and the clamp and all that. And I was swapping the jig from one side of the pole to the other. And they had it tied to the line that was going to the truck on the bumper to the ball on it and everything. And my finger got caught up in that thing, and I was saying, whoa, whoa. And he thought I was saying, go, go, and he about pulled me off the pole with my finger. But it's called airplane jig. It's got wings on it, and you can get your finger washed up in there if you don't watch it. And that about been a catastrophe for me.
Well, I don't guess I've ever seen one. And I can't envision what it is, but I tell you, there's so many ways to get hurt. Man, you get hurt so quick, it's amazing.
Well, this thing's got looks like airplane wings, and on the end of it, it's got little carabiners on it or something like that you clip your jig on, Beckett slides up on the cable. It's like Chinese grips, and it's got a snap thing on like a dog leash or something. But anyway, tie them cables on the end, and it's got a lever that fits over the strand with a wheel, and you flip that lever and take it off the strand, and you swap it to the other side on the strand, and my finger, I was guiding it across there. My finger and my ring got caught up in it. And he had me stretched out a little bit horizontal up there.
Yeah, that's pretty hairy situation to be in. You know, a lot of things, I know when you're out there working, you got to work with people. It makes it a lot easier when you got two or three people. But I tell you, it also can create some big hazardous situations because somebody doesn't know what you want or what you're doing. If there's any way that I can do something by myself, that's the way I want to do it. You know, I might have to walk 10 or 15 feet one way and tie up an end and walk 10 or 15 feet the other way and tie it up, but go back and forth, whatever, to get it done, but at least I know what's going on. And if you got two or three people out there helping you, you don't know what somebody's thinking.
That's exactly right, W4KILMA.
WY4K. Well, it's getting brighter and brighter outside. I bet it heats up today. I think Mike was saying it's supposed to be a real clear day. And, so, clear days usually means hot weather this time of the year.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. It was nice yesterday. A little bit cooler than normal after the rain. It was really nice. I didn't break a sweat or anything. Now, got a little bit out of winded because of my cough and everything, but other than that, it was pretty nice. Now, I slept like a baby last night, and I overslept. I just woke up at 7, and I'm supposed to be down there at the 9/11 stair walk, and I missed it.
Yeah, I tell you, I had the sun behind me yesterday, and I felt like I was getting burned, but I didn't. I was hot, you know. I could feel the heat on me, but it didn't cook me or burn me or anything. I got enough sun, I guess, now that it's not like in the spring of the year when you go out there and first time you get the sun, it wants to cook you. It didn't cook me, but it warmed me up pretty hot yesterday.
Well, did you have your straw brim hat on?
No, I had my cavoot hat on. kazoo hat is like an old Chinese hat, comes up to a point, you know, like straw hats they use out in the field. But this one is made out of cloth and foam, and has a mesh part that goes around your head. So I had it on.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. All right, Jim. I'll fix your check, see how sweet I am, and get a fistful of pills. And anyway, y'all have a blessed morning, and be safe. And glad I got to work a little bit DX with you this morning. W4, Jim.
No, if I could come up with me a good straw hat about 3 feet in diameter, some people would call them a sombrero. That's what I need for my outside activity. Well, hopefully you won't be too sweet. Have a good day, WI4K. Good morning, Hal. I hope you're having a great day.
Conversations going on this morning. So I understand you're
going to
take it easy today and let your body recuperate. The
Taco
Toy has been beating you up, huh?
Yeah, my little Taco Toy is, it abuses me. I tell you, it's pretty wimpy when a fella, he pushes a hydraulic lever. And he turns the lever loose, and it comes back and whacks him on the finger, and he's dancing up on that, dancing around. Ouch, ouch, ouch. I mean.
Hello, this is Mike Richardson, India Kilo Hotel. Have a radio check.
The Mike Whiskey 7 station. Sorry, I didn't get all the calls, sign, but you're not sounding too good. Not very good news, I'm afraid. Quite noisy coming into the network this afternoon. T0OMK, over.
Mr. Merseyside.
Good afternoon, Dave. T0OMK, Old Man of Kent, M3HNR down in Warminster.
Hello, Jim. Good afternoon. Sorry, I can't hang around. I've just been handed my lunch. It's just been put in front of me on the table, so I'm going to jump on out. But yeah, good afternoon, Jim. How are you doing? Quickly, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, Dave. Yeah, okay. I understand. Well, enjoy your lunch then. And I say we'll see you during Echo Link. And yeah, John's link is off again at the moment. Enjoy your lunch, Dave, and we'll catch you later from M3HNR. Bye bye.
73 to you as well. Cheers, Jim. G0OMK, Cliff.
Trust you, Dave, to be talking about food again. M7GTD, enjoy your lunch.
It was bad timing, wasn't it? Hello, Rich. Yeah, it's a bag of laughs, isn't it? Every time you turn the radio on, I'm talking about food. It's not intentional, I can promise you.
Whatever floats your boat, Dave. All right, mate, I'll leave you to your lunch. All the best, mate. Take care. M7GTD going clear.
Always good to catch you, even if it's only a brief moment. Cheers, Richie. 73G0OMK clear. Bye-bye.
Zero Q, Martin.
Mike 3SXK, just checking access on MB7, RUG. 3SXK, just I can see a station trying to use my local gateway. The station trying to get into the MB7 RUG gateway, you do need to put your CTCSS on and it'll allow you to gain access. M3SXK.
GB3G8BKG, checking access on GB3IE.
Yeah, the station on GB3IE repeater. Yeah, you're getting into your repeater, no problem. And you're sounding great. Mexico 3, Sierra X-ray Kilo.
Thanks for that. Mexico 3, X-ray 0, Kilo. Kilo, I think it was. Anyway, that's nice signal from you. I'm in St. Neots in Cambridge, I wonder where you are. G8BK, my name is Dave, by the way, G8BKG.
Yep, good morning, Dave. Well, good afternoon now, isn't it? Yes, my name is Chris, and my location is in Telford, and I'm in Shropshire. A rather rainy Shropshire, I could say. We've had a couple of lightning storms earlier, and one of them was quite loud. But there's no point going outside, taking the antenna down. It's all gone now. So, but yeah, we've had a bit of lightning, a bit of thunder, some heavy rain. So we've had it all today. Anyway, name is Chris, and my location is in Telford there. And like I say, you're sounding fantastic into your repeater. Mexico 3, Sierra X-ray Kilo.
Mexico 3, X-ray Kilo. Golf 8, Bravo, Kilo, Golf. Yes, fine there. Got the name now. Oh dear, never mind. Anyway, yes, a good signal into GB3IE there. Of course, it's all through the internet, isn't it? So there we go. But talking about the weather, we could have done what we could do with that rain. It's dry here. It's a bit clouded over now, but it was quite warm a short while ago. The sun was out, but it's clouded over at the present time.